September 1964. From the Universal House of Justice to the Baha'is of the World. Dearly loved friends, in our message to you of April 1964 announcing the 9-year plan, we called attention to two major themes of that plan, namely a huge expansion of the cause of God and universal participation by all believers in the life of that cause. The enthusiastic vigor with which the believers throughout the world, under the devoted guidance of their national spiritual assemblies, have arisen to meet the challenge of the plan augurs well for the huge expansion called for. We now ask you to bend your efforts and thoughts with equal enthusiasm to the requirements of universal participation. In that same message, we indicated the meaning of universal participation, the dedicated effort of every believer in teaching, in living the Baha'i life, in contributing to the fund, and particularly in the persistent effort to understand more and more the significance of Baha'u'llah's revelation. In the words of our beloved guardian, one thing and only one thing will unfailingly and alone secure the undoubted triumph of this sacred cause, namely the extent to which our own inner life and private character mirror forth in their manifold aspects the splendor of those eternal principles proclaimed by Baha'u'llah. Regard the world as the human body, wrote Baha'u'llah to Queen Victoria. We can surely regard the Baha'i world, the army of God, in the same way. In the human body, every cell, every organ, every nerve has its part to play. When all do so, the body is healthy, vigorous, radiant, and ready for every call made upon it. No cell, however humble, lives apart from the body, whether in serving it or receiving from it. This is true of the body of mankind, in which God has endowed each and all with talents and faculties, and is supremely true of the body of the Baha'i world community, for this body is already an organism, united in its aspirations, unified in its methods, seeking assistance and confirmation from the same source, and illumined with the conscious knowledge of its unity. Therefore, in this organic, divinely guided, blessed, and illumined body, the participation of every believer is of the utmost importance, and is a source of power and vitality as yet unknown to us. For extensive and deep as has been the sharing in the glorious work of the cause, who would claim that every single believer has succeeded in finding his or her fullest satisfaction in the life of the cause? The Baha'i world community, growing like a healthy new body, develops new cells, new organs, new functions and powers as it presses on to its maturity, when every soul, living for the cause of God, will receive from that cause health, assurance, and the overflowing bounties of Baha'u'llah, which are diffused through his divinely ordained order. In addition to teaching, every believer can pray. Every believer can strive to make his own inner life and private character mirror forth in their manifold aspects the splendor of those eternal principles proclaimed by Baha'u'llah. Every believer can contribute to the fund. Not all believers can give public talks, not all are called upon to serve on administrative institutions, but all can pray, fight their own spiritual battles, and contribute to the fund. If every believer will carry out these sacred duties, we shall be astonished at the accession of power which will result to the whole body, and which in its turn will give rise to further growth and the showering of greater blessings on all of us. The real secret of universal participation lies in the Master's oft-expressed wish that the friends should love each other, constantly encourage each other, work together, be as one soul in one body, and in so doing become a true, organic, healthy body animated and illumined by the Spirit. In such a body, all will receive spiritual health and vitality from the organism itself, and the most perfect flowers and fruits will be brought forth. Our prayers for the happiness and success of the friends everywhere are constantly offered at the holy shrines. With loving Baha'i greetings, the Universal House of Justice.